Revelation chapter 11. Last week we looked at verses 1 through 10, and tonight we're going to pick up there in verse 11 and look at verses 11 through 14. But I want to go back and just read those first 10 verses, and then we'll pick the others up as we go through the study. So look with me there, if you will, in Revelation chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. I was given a reed like a measuring rod and was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the worshipers there, but exclude the outer court. Do not measure it because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the city for 42 months. How long is that? 3.5 years. That's right. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1260 days. How long is that? 3.5 years. That's right. Clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and devours their enemies. And this is how anyone who wants to harm them must die. These men have power to shut up the sky so that it will not rain during the time they are prophesying, and they have power to turn the waters into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want. Now, when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will attack them and overpower and kill them. Their bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, men from every people, tribe, language, and nation will gaze on their bodies and refuse them burial. And the inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and will celebrate by sending each other gifts because these two prophets had tormented those who lived upon the earth. Well, last week in Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 through 10, as we just read, we were introduced to two supernatural witnesses or prophets who will appear in Jerusalem during the second 3.5 years of the tribulation. We saw that they will be the most hated men on the planet because they will prophesy all of the judgments of the great tribulation. And as they do, they will immediately take place. And there's nothing that they can do to stop it, nothing that the people can do to stop it. We also notice that, again, nobody will be able to stop them or even try to stop them, because all that a person would have to do is to think about harming them. And these two prophets will both know about it and have the authority to destroy that person with supernatural power simply by speaking the word. And then finally, after 3.5 years, Satan will be allowed to kill them, and they will then be left lying in the streets of Jerusalem with the entire world watching them to see them decay, probably by television and internet. And they'll probably set up a live 24-hour feed so that people can tune in any time of the day or night to see them lying there. Hey, what are we going to watch on TV tonight? Oh, I don't know. How about let's watch that show about the dead guys? And they'll probably have reporters on the scene and commentators making sport of these two men. But not only will the world be watching them, they'll also, the Bible tells us, be celebrating their murder by rejoicing and giving gifts to one another. There'll probably be live music and comedians. It's going to be a great party as the people of the world rejoice over the death of these two men. It'll be like Christmas in hell, and the devil will think that he's won, that he's finally gotten one over on God. And then something unexpected will happen. something that will send shockwaves throughout the global population that remains on the earth. And I don't really know why it'll be unexpected, at least to the devil, but apparently it is. Notice what happens in verses 11 and 12. But after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and terror struck those who saw them. And then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Come up here." And they went up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies looked on. Can you imagine the devil's reaction? He'll probably say, "Oh, here we go again." Can you imagine the cameramen that are monitoring this event? Can you imagine the reaction of the 3.5 billion people that are left on the planet as they watch these two men resurrected before their very eyes? The text says, and terror struck those who saw them. I'd say that's an understatement, wouldn't you? Verse 12 gives us a little further evidence of something we talked about earlier. In this verse, after they have been resurrected, we see these two witnesses not only resurrected, but we see them raptured. Notice what the voice that called to them said. Come up here. Now, I want you to go back over to Revelation chapter 4 for just a minute. Turn over in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 4 and look with me in verse 1. Revelation chapter 4 and look with me in verse 1. Revelation 4, 1. After this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. John is speaking there. And the voice I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." Remember, we said that when John was caught up in the Spirit there, after the church age ends there in chapter 3, the end of chapter 3, there at the beginning of chapter 4, chapter 4, verse 1, when John is caught up in the Spirit and given the vision of heaven and the throne of God, that it is a picture of the rapture of the church. And I want you to notice that the words spoken to John at that point are exactly the same as the phrase spoken to these two witnesses in chapter 11. And what happens after those words are spoken? Well, they are caught up into heaven. It's interesting that the only other use of that phrase occurs in Proverbs chapter 25. You don't have to turn there. Proverbs chapter 25, verses 6 and 7, where it says, where it is used of a banquet table of a king, and it is said, "Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among great men. It is better for him to say to you, 'Come up here,' than for him to humiliate you before noblemen." It seems to be a phrase that is reserved for a king when he wishes to honor his special servants by calling them from their low position to sit with him in a place of honor. Sounds like a good description of the rapture, doesn't it? Now, notice what happens in verse 13. At that very hour, there was a severe earthquake, and a tenth of the city collapsed. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. Now, this verse tells us a number of things. First of all, it tells us that at the same time the rapture of these two witnesses, that there will be a great earthquake that destroys a tenth of the city of Jerusalem. Now, it's kind of interesting, as you study the scripture, you find that there is a pattern in the Bible with regard to earthquakes. It seems that earthquakes serve as a sort of divine exclamation point. And that whenever God does something of significance in the spiritual realm, that he punctuates it with an earthquake in the physical realm. Let me show you what I mean. Look, if you will, in Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, we find the death of Christ on the cross. And when Jesus died on the cross, there was an earthquake that was associated with that. Matthew chapter 27, look with me in verse 51. You remember that when Christ, at the moment that Christ died on the cross, we see this in Matthew chapter 27, verse 51. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rock split. And so, first of all there, you see, when Jesus died on the cross, there was an earthquake. Look over in Matthew 28 for just a moment. When Jesus died on the cross, there was an earthquake. And also, when Jesus rose from the dead, there was an earthquake. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 2. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. Not only that, but we find that there was an earthquake. Look in Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. When Peter preached before the Sanhedrin and thousands believed, the Bible says that there was an earthquake. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Acts chapter 4 and verse 31. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. And then another illustration, look at Acts chapter 16. When Paul and Silas, you remember, were praising and singing praises in the Philippian jail, God sent an earthquake and the doors of the prison were open. And the next day, you remember that the warden was saved as he came in and the prisoners were still there. That was a place and time when the church at Philippi began. Acts chapter 16 and verse 26. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake and the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. Well, here in Revelation chapter 11 and verse 13, as if to rub the nose of the devil in the dirt, which is a good thing, by the way, God sends an earthquake to underscore his victory. Now, verse 13 tells us something else. It also tells us that in this earthquake, 7,000 people were killed. Now, that alone is enough to shake folks up. Pardon the pun. I mean, some of the big quakes that have occurred in the U.S. and around the world in the last few years, nothing like that has been seen. Even in the big Mexico earthquake a few years ago, the deaths were measured in hundreds instead of thousands. Even in the Japanese earthquake a few years ago, there were thousands killed, but many of them were killed by the tsunami that resulted from the earthquake. But in this earthquake, 7,000 people are killed. So that number alone is pretty staggering. But there's something else in the text that makes it of particular interest. The Greek uses the phrase here, onomata anthropon, which means men of name. Men of name. That is, people of importance. Wasn't just John Doe Jew who was killed in this earthquake. It was 7,000 big shots who happened to be in Jerusalem at this time, 7,000 who were who's who. You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like this is going to take place when there is some kind of convention of world leaders that is going on in Jerusalem. Some kind of summit, perhaps. Of course, It could be that also that they were there simply to celebrate the execution of those two witnesses, because that's what's going on at that particular time. And there'll probably be celebrities and athletes and politicians that are there and that are a part of this big party that's going on because these two men have been slain. Whatever the reason, and whoever these people are, those who survive are terrified, and the Bible says that they gave glory to the God of heaven. Now, while I wish it did, this does not necessarily mean that they were saved. Dr. John Walvoord says here the significance is that they recognized the true God to the extent indicated, as in contrast to their worship of the beast. Remember that during the second half of the tribulation, that the worldwide religion is going to be beast worship. That it is going to be the worship of the Antichrist. He has gone into the temple of God and set himself down and proclaimed himself as deity and commanded that he be worshipped. And there'll be idols and images that'll be set up all over the city and all over the world, and people will be bowing down and worshiping the Antichrist. And Dr. Walvoord, I think, rightly says that even though they recognize the power of the God of heaven, and you remember we've seen before as they watched many of those plagues, that says that they knew that this was the wrath of the Lamb, that this was the wrath of God. And so even though they recognize the power of the God of heaven, it does not seem to indicate that they have come to a point of true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. One writer also said they did not get saved, they just got scared. And I think that is the case that is there.